Recognizing perfection, I reveal it. Recognizing perfection, I reveal it. How can I recognize perfection? Well, if I say to myself, I am perfect, I am recognizing perfection. If I say to myself, all is perfect, I am recognizing my perfection. If I say, the world is perfect, I am recognizing my perfection. Whatever I call it, however I think about it, whatever I name it, whatever it is for me, that's what it is. I recognize perfection and I reveal it. Now, do I want to recognize perfection? Do I want to reveal it? Do I want to know what perfection is? Do I want to know how perfection is? Do I want to know what kind of perfection I am and I have? Do I want to know that? Well, it seems as though that's a hard thing to come by. It's hard for me to want to recognize perfection, because if I recognize perfection in anything, I recognize perfection in everything. And as I choose to recognize perfection in anything, I am recognizing perfection in everything. It's just a matter of the way it is. If I can see good, beauty, harmony, joy, peace in the world, then I see it first in myself. If I see love and truth and honor in the world, then I see it first in myself. The writers of the great books, first they see in themselves the magic of an idea, the theme, something that's very important to them, something that says to them, this is what it's all about. And then they start out to write about it. But before they can write about it, they have to have the concept in themselves. This is what it is all about. This is where life is. This is the beauty, the harmony, the joy of the universe. This is who I am. They may not say it in so many words because they think it's improper to say that, but that's what they're saying. Every time you look at something and you would like it to be better, every time you look at something and you'd like it to reflect the highest and the best that it's possible for it to reflect, you're looking at your own inner self. You're looking at your own divinity and you're saying, I know it's possible. I know it's possible to be my highest and best. I know it's possible for all the world to be its highest and best. I know it's possible. And I know that I can do it. And I know all the world can do it. If I can think about it, if I can dream it, if I can imagine it, then it's possible. Because only when I dream and think and imagine things do they have a chance to be realized. Only when I think and dream and imagine things do they have a chance to come forth in my world as a reality. And so I say, okay, there now is peace on earth and it began with me. And that's true. There now is peace on earth and it began with me, because that peace that is now on earth is a peace that started from the very essence of my being. The peace that started from the very essence of who and what I am. Now, who am I? What am I? How can I be peace? I think to myself, that's a very high-flown notion. The very wonderful concept, but it's far beyond humankind's thought. No, it isn't. Nothing is beyond our thought. Nothing is beyond our concept that it is something that is so now. And when I say now there is peace on earth and it began with me, I am seeing it in myself. If I'm looking at other people in the world and I'm seeing them supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, if I'm seeing all the other people in the world glorious beyond imagination, if I see them wonderful, 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 then that's how I am. That's just how I am. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Now, do I have to get out there and paint the boards to make them all fresh and new? Do I have to get out there and see everyone loving his neighbor and loving himself? Do I have to get out there and see all in peace, all in harmony, all in goodness? No. It starts inside of me. Inside of me, I look at my mother and I say, she is a loving, gentle, kind person. I look at my father and say, he is a magical being. I look at my brothers and sisters, they're the best in the world, always loving, always kind. And when they do something that's unkind, I overlook it. I overlook it, and I look to the kindness that they are. I look to the joy that they are. I look to the peace that they are. And as I do that, that's all I see. There now is peace on earth, and it began with me. As I look at the conditions of the world, and I see them needing anything, then it's me that needs it. So I look at the world, and I see all in abundance. I see every nation on earth enjoying prosperity, enjoying abundance of all good things. I see all the people on earth having fresh, pure, beautiful water for all their purposes, more than they could ever want. Not harmfully, not like floods, not like something where it's the ocean rushing in and washing out the property, but beautifully. The water is always there where it is most beneficial. The water is always doing what it's most beneficial to do. And that's all that matters. Nothing else matters at all. Nothing else matters in any way in my life than right action, peace, truth, harmony, and goodness. All is in divine order. I recognize perfection and I reveal it. I recognize perfection and I call it forth. I recognize perfection and I enjoy it in everything that I do. Because that's all that matters. That's all that matters in my world. That's all that matters in the universe. That's all that matters. The universe is founded upon perfection. The universe is founded upon peace. The universe is founded upon harmony. The universe is founded upon joy. The universe is founded upon perfection. And it's up to me to recognize that perfection and reveal it in all. Yes, I should get excited about that. I should get enthusiastic about it and say, yes, I recognize perfection and I reveal it everywhere. I recognize perfection in peace, in harmony, in love. I recognize perfection on all the earth. I recognize perfection in the heavens. I recognize perfection everywhere. And that perfection is manifest. That perfection is revealed. That perfection is all that makes any difference in my world at all. Recognizing perfection, I reveal it. So I recognize perfection in myself. I say I have an ideal body. I have an ideal mind. I have an ideal goal. We're reading about people who are sort of a predilection to the new sciences. And these are people who think of these ideas in science. They think of the possibility of doing things. And then they dream about it. And they let these ideas percolate in their mind. And then little by little, these ideas come forth. And as these ideas come forth, they don't come forth as negative ideas. They come forth as positive, joyful, wonderful ideas. And as positive, joyful, wonderful ideas, all the world is blessed by their seeing and recognizing perfection everywhere and revealing it everywhere, just like you and I do every time we think a good thought, a good idea, and we say, I recognize perfection and I reveal it. And so it is. And how wonderful it is. I love you. I love you. I love you.